From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Yemen's former president Ali Abdullah Saleh has been killed, his party confirmed Monday. A video showing what appeared to be his corpse has been circulating on social media. He had reportedly been shot in the head. The 75-year-old Saleh ruled Yemen for more than three decades before he was ousted under popular and political pressure in 2012, but continued to wield power behind the scenes, forming an alliance with the Iran-backed Houthis. His death happened 2 days after the alliance appeared to have fallen apart. On Saturday, Saleh denounced the Houthi militia and suggested restoring ties with Saudi Arabia. In a victory for President Trump, the Supreme Court decided Monday to allow his latest travel ban to remain in force while the legal fight continues in the lower courts. Seven of the justices ruled in favor of the administration, while two, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor, said the partial stay on the ban should continue. The court did not give a reason for its decision. The travel ban is the third one Trump has issued. It bars most travelers from eight countries: Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen. Six of the eight are Muslim-majority nations. For the first time since 2011, a UN official will be visiting North Korea, which has ramped up its nuclear and ballistic missile tests this year. Undersecretary General for Political Affairs Jeffrey Feltman is expected to visit Pyongyang from December 5th to the 8th. This is VOA News. Governments must do